Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Stranger things, everyone wants more. All we can do is wait for season four. I thought in the meantime that it might be fun to read every comic and book. In what I call the Stranger Danger Book Club. Stranger Danger Book Club. Book Club. Stranger Danger Book Club.
Hello, hello, my Stranger Danger cadets, and welcome. Welcome to a new special series that I'm calling the Stranger Danger Book Club. And what does that mean? That means that each episode I'm going to look at a Stranger Things kind of expanded universe book or comic book. Each episode is going to cover one book or one collection of comics, and I am pretty excited to go in depth with the Stranger Things universe, learn a few things that I may not have known before, or at least, you know, some author's idea of what could be a thing. But I'm assuming if these things are official, they're in the quote-unquote canon and can be considered part of the overall Stranger Things experience. Basically, that's what I'm looking to do. I'm looking to expand my Stranger Things experience and not let go. I don't want to let go. I've finally caught up with season 3 with you guys here on the podcast. And even though we don't know when season 4 is going to be back, we saw some reports that it could be starting up soon. It could have started up already. I haven't checked again. But I need more. I need more. We all need more. We need to satiate our Stranger Things appetite, and that's what the book club is all about. So, before we get talking about the first book, why don't we take a moment to hear from today's sponsor. So, I'm not sure if you made the connection, but the song that I'm playing here is from the band Aerosmith, an American rock band based out of Boston. Yo, yo, what's up? And this is from their, I'm going to say, 91 album, Pump. And the song is called The Other Side. And that leads me into talking about today's first entry in the Stranger Danger Book Club, Stranger Things, The Other Side. Now, this originally, as far as I can tell, was released as four separate comic book issues, and then they were collected in what they're calling Stranger Things, The Other Side. Now, I'm assuming, this is from Dark Horse Comics, I'm assuming they were put out on print, but I actually got them through Comixology. I'm a member of, I subscribe to Comixology Unlimited, and the first two issues of the comic book were available on Unlimited. So instead of buying the collection, I read the first two through Unlimited, and then I bought the last two singles. I bought them for $1.99 a piece instead of paying $10. But I just noticed, and they're not a sponsor, but Comixology right now has these issues at 99 cents a piece. And the collection, I think, was $5.49. I don't know if the collection has anything extra in it, but that still is more than buying the single issues. However, I did. There are two other collections that they have for future episodes that were like $5. So I went ahead and got those, bought those, so I don't have to think about it. And they're ready down the line when we get there. But we're not there. Right now, we're at Stranger Things 1 through 4, The Other Side. This is released through Dark Horse Comics. It's written by Jody Hauser, art by Stefano Martino, inks by Keith Champlain, colored by Lauren Aff, and the cover of the collected edition, at least, it might be different for the single issues, I'm not sure, is Alexi Bricklot. Bricklot? Bricklot. I'm not good at words. And I'm going to read the synopsis. It looks like this was written by Multiversity Comics for the Comixology app for Stranger Things The Other Side. It says, when Will Byers finds himself in the Upside Down, an impossible dark parody of his own world, he's understandably frightened, but that's nothing compared with the fear that takes hold when he realizes that what's in that world with him. No one escapes a Demogorgon unscathed. Based on Will's unseen journey during season one of the hit Netflix show Stranger Things. That's just the synopsis from Comixology. Multiversity Comics is quoted saying, blends 80s comic aesthetic, I can talk, with modern sensibilities to triumphant effect. Now, I read it, and I have to say, I thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. Anyway, that's the episode. Thank you guys so much for coming. No, I'm kidding. This is definitely not as in-depth as a normal Stranger Danger episode. I'm not going through every page or every panel. I'm just kind of giving my my overview of what I thought of the comic or the book. So I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed this comic book. And really what it was it was like, you ever see a TV show where you're watching, like they did this in Lost once, where you watch a whole episode and then you come back later and maybe it's another episode or maybe it's a second part of an episode and you see the same thing from a different angle? That was basically what The Other Side means, or was. It was like you're kind of watching the first season of Stranger Things happen, but you're looking at it from Will's point of view, the other side. It is very smartly done. The art I liked. Like, the art, what I enjoyed about it is it, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's all digitally done. I don't even know nowadays, but it still had like the color tones. I don't know how to describe it. It was just, it was almost like a graininess to it, like a crayon coloring in. Like, it wasn't this sharp thing that you'd see sometimes in comic books. It was like painted. That's what I could say. Almost like watercolor. I'm not good with knowing art terms, but it was really satisfying. I don't know what to say. It was nice to look at. Sometimes in comic books, if you're looking at art and you're not liking what you're seeing, it takes you out of the story. And this doesn't do that at all. I also like that it doesn't try to draw the actors exactly. Like, it just kind of, you know, it's a kid. Kind of like what you're used to seeing. What this, and again, I don't have all four issues in front of me, but what the comic book does is it takes you right from the moment he's taken, and it ends with him, you know, back out in the real world, but still kind of like seeing things as the upside down. Like, and that's how it ended, right? That's how the first season ended. Man, I got to rewatch this show. But what I loved is, you know, Will didn't know where he was the first time around. He just thought he was home. He didn't even pick up that all the weird upside down things, all the weird, like, things floating in the air, electricity not working. You know, why aren't these things working? We got to see, like, him kind of realize what was happening. And we also got to see his interaction with the Demogorgon and him hiding from it in different places. We got to see all the points that in the series, in the first season of the TV show, where they kind of get close to Will, where the lights are flashing, you know, the Christmas lights in Joyce's hands. Will sitting like right there. In the Christmas lights, when you know, she puts all the letters up, the way he does it is he would think of the letters, and that's how they would light up for her. He picked up the phone once and he tried to get through to his mother. And then, if you remember, there was a point where it was like noise trying to get through. The walkie-talkie, he used that to try to get through. The hole in the wall that he almost got through, and she's like, run. There was a time where when Will is in the woods and he can hear Nancy and Jonathan, he thinks. He's like, and he doesn't, I think he's not sure why they're together. But he hears that. And there's another one. Oh, there's where he kind of stumbles into the backyard of Steve's house where Barb was taken. And he finds the glasses. It was really cool little things where it's like, builds on the stuff we saw and shows us the things we didn't see at all. What I also liked about it is, you know, from this, even this season now, you know, Will is still into Dungeons and Dragons. Sure. He gave his books away, and well, they ended up with Erica. But he was like, when I come back, we'll play with you guys. There's no chance I'm going to play with anyone else. He still loves D&D. He still loves the game. He will continue to play. It is a major part of his kind of self, what's the word I'm thinking of? Like, confidence. Like, in this series where what they would do is they'd cut back and forth in the book, and like, we'd have little flashbacks of him playing Dungeons and Dragons with the kids. I think part of it was the D&D game that we saw right at the beginning of the whole show. And we have other points where they're looking up ideas for Dungeons and Dragons in the library. He's hanging out with Mike. And in the book, he is like trying to put on a brave face, trying to be Will the Wise. Like, they even do a fantasy thing where he, you know, they have him envision himself as a wizard, and there's his castle. And of course the castle is the castle buyers. But they actually, you know, like envision him envisioning the fort as a castle. We see him go, you know, stay in the tent. We see him go into town. He does run into a guy. Now he runs into like a hunter or something who either died then or dies like right after he sees him. And I'm thinking, I don't remember that in the episode. I could be wrong. Everything else, I felt like, okay, I remember. I feel like this is something that would be great to read right after rewatching the first season. Maybe I will now that I own, you know, them. But he, you know, he goes into town. He's trying to find, I think maybe he's trying to look for more people. And he gets, ends up getting caught from the Demogorgon, ends up getting, I don't know if, was he in the library? He was in some place where he, like, all the weird vines and stuff were in, you know, got inside him, and they ended up, Hopper ended up saving him. But, it was just a cool, I'm a sucker for that thing in TV shows where they show multiple versions of the same story from different viewpoints. I think, Arrested Development did a whole season like that. So this was kind of, another, like a real, like, it's not telling a unique story. It's just telling another part of the story you already know with a little more detail and, a little more, and just from, you know, from parts that we didn't get to see. Whether this is officially what happened, you know, it's written by the writer Jody Hauser. Now I don't know how this works. Does she say, you know, hey, is she given, hey, we need a comic book, we wanted to tell Will's story inside the Upside Down and how he dealt with things, and you need to pull in, you know, references to the show and the interaction, and we need to see it from his angle. I don't know how that works, or if she pitches the idea. I don't know, whatever it is. I thought it was successful. I really enjoyed it. It was quick read, very easy, but I think worth it. I don't want to give away. I feel like I've given away already a lot, but I think I've covered just about everything I wanted to cover with it. So if you are interested in kind of following along with the book club, I would recommend this one. Yes, I would. And I mean, right now you can get all four issues for $1 each, or you can just buy the collected version for $5.49. Again, I'm not quite sure if there's anything extra in that collected edition because I read the four separate issues, but it seems to be more expensive to buy the collected edition. So that is very strange. That is very strange. But I have a list here. This is what I think. Anyway, that's the other side. That's Stranger Things, the other side. I suggest you check it out if you have the chance to. Very fun. Very fun. And it's not a complete unique story. It is like brings you right in to the same story that we... it was like reliving the first season. So I loved that. I love that. Now, next time. I'm not going to say next week because... I am slow at reading books, but next time we will be covering a novel, the first novel, the first official Stranger Things novel. This is called Suspicious Minds. Now I have the ebook version of it that I'm about 100 pages in now, so I'm getting there, but I'm not going to talk any more about it. I'm not going to say a thing. Except if you want to check it out, it's called Suspicious Minds, Stranger Things book. You can find it anywhere books or ebooks are available. I'm going to guess, again, I'm a slow reader, but I'm already almost a third of the way done. I'm going to guess I'll probably finish it probably within the next couple weeks. Yes, I know. But here's the thing. I don't sit there for hours and read. I just can't. I sit there for half an hour and I'm like, oh, how much I have done? Oh, I've read 15 pages. Oh my God. It's amazing. Let me take a break. So bear with me, but we're in this for the long run, right? We don't know when SD4 is coming. And or ST4. I'm SD4. But in the meantime, we get to live these Stranger Things stories out, and I am excited. So here's the list that I have compiled thus far, and I think I might be, if I'm missing something, I want you to tweet me at Geek Mentality or at S Danger Pod. I think that's it, right? Or you can always email me strangerdanger@fansnotexperts.com. So we got The Other Side. That's what I've just talked about today. Suspicious Minds, which I'm reading right now. Very excited. I'm not going to be reading anything but Stranger Things until I'm finished with this. Put it that way. There's no, like, I'm going to take a break and go back and read Prisoner of Azkaban again. Nope, 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 nope. Just Stranger Things. After that, there's another four-issue comic series. It's called Volume 2. Six is what it's called. The Stranger Things 6. Then there's Darkness on the Edge of Town. That is the second novel. Then it's back to another four-issue comic book series, Into the Fire, Volume 3, it's called. Then we go back to another novel, Runaway Max. That's going to be the third book I read. I'm not sure if I have these in exact release order. Like the comic, Into the Fire, maybe it came out before Darkness on the Edge of Town, or maybe Darkness on the Edge of Town came up before 6, but I'm trying to do comic, novel, comic, novel, comic, novel. And that's the 6 that I originally found. Now, I'm going on Comixology, and I'm seeing things like Stranger Things Science Camp, Stranger Things Zombie Boys, and Stranger Things Dungeons & Dragons. And I'm going to tell you, if they're there, I'm going to read them. That's what the book club is all about. It's not a half a book club. It's a full book club. And if I'm going to read the Stranger Things books, I'm going to read them all. And some of these things haven't even come out yet. So I don't know if they're going to be ongoing series. I don't know if these are just one-offs. They look like they're definitely like fun little stories with the characters that aren't building on what we know. It's like these look like little Elseworlds, you know, like if this maybe happened, kind of the what ifs. That's my guess. So I am, but I'm interested to learn more when the time comes. But this is probably going to be a pretty multi-month project. You know, I don't see Stranger Things coming out anytime in 2020. So for the rest of this year, at least, I hope you guys come along with me on this ride that I call the Stranger Danger Book Club.
Fans Not Experts. Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.